This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on our radar about 2 months ago. The name of the company is Dark Pulse Inc., and you can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol DPLS. And with us today is the chairman and founder and CEO of the company, Mr. Dennis O'Leary. Dennis, welcome to the show.
Hey, Everett. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You know, before we get started, rumor is that you've been on the beat there in New York City for many years. If you would give my listeners just a little bit of background on yourself, then how you came to be the founder of Dark Pulse.
Yep. So somewhat of a brief career on the NYPD, about 8 years. I was injured, line of duty, retired early, and decided to go back to school. Got into physics and science, and just a real interest in business as well. So it kind of culminated into the search of what became Dark Pulse.
You know, there's a lot of CEOs that come on my show, but not too many CEOs slash either founders or co-founders. How did this company come to be? And tell us a little bit what it's all about and what you're trying to accomplish.
Sure. Actually, just sort of a random networking event I was invited to up in Chicago. It was one of those cross-border opportunities between the U.S. and Canada. I ended up meeting a representative from the University of New Brunswick. He was the tech transfer officer, and I was invited up to New Brunswick to view a few of their intellectual properties, one being Dark Pulse, and just sort of stood out of the dozen or so other technologies. And so I negotiated the purchase of the intellectual property, the patents, and actually took the inventor, Dr. Anthony Brown, put him into the company, and we spun it out from the university, and Dark Pulse is born.
You know, tell us about, and I believe this is your flagship product, the BOTDA, Dark Pulse Sensor Technology. What is that, and what is that going to accomplish?
So what's interesting is Brion has been around, you know, for almost a decade. I'm sorry, almost a century. For the last several decades, late 1970s, the sort of the scattering of light that Léon Brion, you know, discovered has been applied to fiber optic sensing. And what we've done over the many decades, there was sort of this run for better resolutions. There's not very good resolution in that particular technique, especially when you go over long distances. And those systems are referred to as bright pulsing, whereas what we've actually done, Dr. Brown discovered a way to increase the resolution, is almost literally flipping the technology on its head. And instead of bright pulsing, we use a technique called dark pulsing. And that, in fact, is the reason why, you know, the company is called Dark Pulse.
You guys are currently pre-revenue, is that correct?
Yeah, we still are, yes.
And that being said, I think you put out a press release on February the 8th of this year saying that you guys were looking, are going to acquire some facilities in Tempe, Arizona, which, you know, I don't know if you know that, the show is out of Phoenix, Arizona, so that's kind of like right in my backyard. Are we still on track for that?
Yeah, we are. I guess the add some more color to that. What we've done is we found a location in Tempe, very strategic in that the sort of components and processes that we use in the technology, those other companies and manufacturers are literally around the block from our facility. We took out about a third of the building that we're in, and the plan is to really kind of scale into it. And what we're doing is continue to outsource as much of the capabilities in terms of building the system until we can, you know, fully utilize the facility that we're in.
And that being said, when do you think that you guys will start generating revenues and that falling on the balance sheet?
So same, I have to point back to the shareholders letter. We're really confident that quarter three will be seeing revenues and then sort of continuing throughout, you know, to quarter four through the end of the year. And we do have a demonstration, I guess facility we can call it, that we're currently building out, and we expect that to go online in the next few weeks, and then from there to actually perform custom demonstrations.
Dennis, I've had a lot of different fiber sensor companies on my show over the years. What makes your company so different?
So it really is the dark pulsing technique. It comes down to resolution. We can see things, I'll say see in air quotes, that other fiber sensors just, they can't see it. They don't have the resolutions. Really, we're actually taking the approach that instead of being sort of adversarial, we can connect into or partner with existing, sensor technologies and sort of bring it all the way to the end, an end-to-end solution. I'll just give you a quick example. Some companies, they're on oil and gas pipelines. They can monitor a very large pipeline, 36 inches or greater. But into the refinery, that's where, there's just nothing there. There's an empty space. And that's initially what we're looking at, to go into the sort of, connect you end to end. But then again, then expand into the, a full end to end solution, versus the last mile sort of solution.
Well, you guys have about four different approaches with your technology and your sensors. I'm trying to wrap my head around it. What exactly does it do, and what are the other industries are you guys trying to manipulate or penetrate?
So really what it comes down to, you have a fiber optic cable. It could be deployed into different media. It's an analog sort of process. We collect the data. The system converts that digitally. I guess essentially it's really a temperature and strain detector. The difference with what we call intrinsic sensing is that the entire length of that fiber is the sensor. So if I have 100 kilometers of fiber, I have 100 kilometer sensor versus a point sensor. It's limited in that the gaps between the points, you can't see anything. And the more points that you add to a point sensor, the less capable it becomes, because then you have huge data sets that need to be moved. So with us, again, there are other brilliant sensors out there, bright pulse based. We have a dark pulse based sensor, and our focus is oil and gas initially, but we're definitely working in the infrastructure monitoring space as well, which would be, smart concretes, bridges, tunnels, roadways, things of that nature.
As the world moves forward, especially in the smart cities, you're starting to hear that buzzword and that paradigm shift, if you will. What's the vision for your company?
So really, the glue, I'll say, to hold this build into a smart city are going to be these intrinsic sensors. And we believe that, again, it comes down to resolution, where we would be able to connect the dots, so to speak. There has to be sort of a base or foundational technology that would lead us to this, like, global system dynamics, as they call it. And Dark Pulse is positioning itself to be that sort of glue, that foundational technology that kind of pulls it all together.
Dennis O'Leary is my guest today. He is the founder and chairman and CEO of Dark Pulse, Inc. Look him up. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol DPLS. Dennis, I'm going to give you the last words. We've got about 20 seconds. What is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
Over the last year, the company's made huge strides. There's been executive additions. The company is expanding into Northern Africa. We have the facility coming online in Tempe, like we discussed. We're looking at joint venture opportunities that we hope to close. There's some licensing opportunities as well. And then most recently, we're also in line to file for an uplist. We're looking to obviously make it to the big boards at some point. We believe the first step would be to file an uplist and start trading on the OTC QB market.
So, right.
A lot of things there, it's a process, and I just think we have the right team in place, and we look forward to the future.
Dennis, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's a pleasure to have you on here. Hopefully you'll come back in 40 or 50 days, become a regular on the show. I really do appreciate for your time.
Yeah, I would like that. Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.